Well, after having had a wonderful discussion about the first chapter, that was the introduction to social media marketing, let us now discuss chapter number two, choosing the right social media networks for your business. Now, this is a critical chapter because here we understand the correct platforms that are required for brands to excel with their products and services. As is customary, let's look at the objectives before we move ahead. So, after discussing this chapter, we'll be understanding to identify the need to enhance customer centricity on channels of social media. So, customer centricity is extremely important. Nothing works without the customer being informed and the customer acting as a brand advocate. So, how to become more focused on the customer is the process of customer centricity, which brands have to develop and keep developing actively. The next objective that we have is to develop an understanding to link various types of content with related platforms. So there are, as you know, certain platforms which can, you know, host certain types of content in a better manner. Like in Twitter, rather than using pictures and videos, we can use words. On YouTube, it is better to add videos rather than lengthy versions and so on. So this understanding is critical for us to match our content, match our message with the platform that is it is being placed on. The next is understand the right strategies to enhance social media marketing for business. So some part of this was discussed in the previous chapter and we'll be discussing this at length here. The last one is developing resonating content for social media. So your content should have a certain amount of resonance, a certain amount of cognizance, and it should be able to appeal to the platform as well as the audience that is, you know, based on that or audience to that particular platform. Okay, so a couple of introductory slides before we move ahead. This consists of not only sharing, so the matching of media is not only sharing relevant current products or services with clients who have transacted with the brand in the past, but also providing helpful support and answering questions via social media, email and other platforms. So very important that we generate the required amount of customer centricity. For brands who are quick to respond, the brands who are quick to interact, brands who are quick to accept their mistakes, the amount of centricity that is generated becomes enhanced. And hence, the brand is able to successfully market its products and services on a long-term basis. One of the most appreciated, therefore, attribute that a marketer on social media can achieve is making sure that their brand, their respective brand, is in the process of creating maximum value for the existing customer. So whether it's in terms of providing certain discounted rates, whether it's in the wider range or whether it is their presence on a diverse range of you know, social media channels. So the customer, whenever they see the brand, it increases the value, it increases the credibility through visibility. So it's very important that brands do this particular process, keep repeating this particular process in order to retain the required momentum for them to be seen as credible on social media. In this process, nurturing existing customers and attracting new ones is essential to this long-term growth. So the process of nurturing, let's cover this first and then let's look at how do we generate new customers. So nurturing the existing customers in the form of, you know, sending out certain emails, telling people to subscribe to newsletters, addressing their complaints in the real time, are all expressions of maintaining an ongoing relationship. That is called as the process of nurturing the particular relationship. Of course, through these brand advocates, as a person grows from a prospect to a brand advocate, you can also take references. The word of mouth that goes out can also become a foundation for new people to join the brand. So this is very important, where the brand develops that particular momentum from existing and new customers. Well, in the same context, as we continue with this particular introduction, another strategy that will work well is to contribute regularly to popular blogs and websites in the same industry or vertical. So brands need to realize that it's not just the social media marketing efforts or direct branding efforts or promotions that will help them, but in order to be seen credible, they need to be in other spaces like blogs. Okay, so they can demonstrate through blogs the good work that they are doing towards the customers in general. At times in particular, they might also do some philanthropic work in the society, which is instrumental in creating a lot of goodwill. So all these efforts need to be visible through popular blogs and websites. Now, it need not be on their own website as well. It can be in the vertical, it can be in the environment, it can be on the social arena. So this is very important in terms of creating credibility. So probably, Wellinkers Institute going to a slum area, some of the teachers, some of the students carrying out various educational programs for upliftment of the society, weaker elements, can be seen as a goodwill measure by people who are inquisitive about joining Wellinkers. So they might see value here. So this is a good example how we can improve the centricity element. Okay, not just through direct marketing on their own website or on social media, but through other popular channels as well. So the future social media interactions, posts and follows beyond these first interactions are the most essential part of nurturing that initial trust. So trust needs to be built and it needs to be nurtured further. The momentum should be an ongoing and a consistent one. So it should not just be a one-time effort. Consumers, okay, the prospects, the current, you can say, advocates, the influencers should all have a view that the brand is doing some or the other thing which is innovative, which is trustworthy, and hence they look for more opportunities to stay loyal with the brand. Thus, engaging with several blogs and websites, which was mentioned in the previous slide, on social platforms is a great way to build a wider audience, and the audience will be more loyal towards the brand subsequently. Brands on board the social media sites and blogs need to identify the benefits of sustaining a long-term social media. So continuously they need to cite the benefits that occur. People who wish to stay with them, what are certain improved, what are certain innovative products and services that they tend to benefit or gain out of. The development of customer-centric perspective thus is of a paramount or a quintessential importance for every brand having its presence. So whether it's a brand in the telephone sector, whether it's a brand in commercial spaces, whether it's a brand in apparels, whether it's an individual who's marketing as a brand, or whether it's a blue chip company, whether it's a local small or a medium sized company, every company needs to create that sense of customer centricity, which will help the customers to have a better perspective and which will help the customers to write better in terms of online conversations through social media to help these particular brands grow better so that other people join on board, as was said in the previous slide. So this actually creates, an improved or an enhanced perspective, a positivity around the brand. Let's move ahead. Okay, having worked through the introduction slides, having discussed the importance of developing customer centricity and the importance of having a vision or a perception through customers, let's look at how do we go about the critical job of developing it further. So in time, online brands will realize that the most valuable marketing investment is building the online audience on social media. Now, social media, friends, is all about the numbers. Now, this is not limited by geography, it's not limited by demographics. people from various states of the country, people from various countries in the world, across the globe, are a part of social media. Somebody likes your products or services, can recommend it to another person who's staying 1,000 kilometers away from you, and still are able to procure that product to the same site. So if your product is actually doing a good campaign on social media, prospects can click through and land on your website and can make the required purchases, thus improving the volumes. So it's important to have an ideal base of customers who are actually saying good things about your product and service and are helping you in marketing it online. So this is why we need to create and generate a positive perspective on customer centricity, where customers care about the product as, you know, well as the products are, you know, like caring about their customers. Now, in the context of developing customer centric, you know, perspectives and visions, there are several important things and steps that can be taken as a part of the techniques and strategies. Now, what are these? In fact, we have discussed in the introduction slide, the creation of blogs and nurturing the blogs. Now, what is basically a blog? Most of us do have an idea of a blog. For some who are not aware, this is a small primer for them. A blog basically is nothing but a log which is there, okay, on the website. It's basically a short form of a weblog, okay, which is made popular in the early 1990s when the internet was in its inception. We have several types of blogs, personal blogs, we have got blogs by celebrities, we have got blogs by respective products. So blogs are ones which give out many a times a good perspective. Blogs are written from a selfless perspective rather than from a self-centered perspective. Blogs can be written by influencers, blogs can be written by subject matter experts. Various people can be employed to write blogs, okay, and they can show the good part or the positivity and the value add provided by these brands. So it's important to create blogs, one. The next important step is, apart from the creation, they need nurturing or nourishment. So we need to add updates into the blogs. Now, for example, let's say we are, you know, a part of the Lakme, which is a cosmetic industry. We are a part of the Lakme and we are marketing a new sunscreen being the summer season. And we have employed a few subject matter experts who are going to speak about these blogs. They're going to write about the importance of the correct element, the UA, the UV rays, correct SPF factors. And if this is represented properly through blogs and this turns out to be a value add for customers, have shown improvement in their skincare, naturally customers will recommend Lakme products to their, you know, known people. So that's the reason why creation and nurturing of blogs is so important. The next element is the increment of trust and connection by building an online community. Very important. Now, you might see online communities being established on various social media platforms, Facebook being a popular one. We've got LinkedIn, which has online communities of professionals, and various other sites which are there, like a Flickr, which is having online community of probably photographers who have different topics of photographs. So it's very important that people identify your product and they increase the customer base of having similar preferences for your products and services so that they can suggest it to more and more people as the product, you know, gathers a particular momentum. The next part is to form a customer loyalty program. Very important that the loyal customers are awarded or rewarded. They are given some sort of an incentive to remain loyal. Now, very few brands in the yesteryears were doing this and they have realized it the hard way. Today's contemporary era, many brands do this. They offer loyalty programs. Many of you might be customers of Shoppers Stop or Central's, Central Malls or the various malls. And the moment that you shop there, you are sent messages or you know, you are given some coupons so that you become their loyalty customers. So this is an incentive which can also be extended online on the social media to help people buy from you again and again. The last thing is creation of brand advocates who take your brand to the next level, who advocate the message and who are, you know, very important and influential in transforming the prospects into customers. So their friends, their relatives, their connections also are converted from inquisitive prospects to customers. So this is a very important element. And these are certain techniques which need to be realized by people who are aspiring to become social marketing, media marketing experts. Now, what we'll do is we've had a lengthy discussion. We will provide some more detail and depth into each of these factors. Now, a key to being customer-centric is to offer a lot of information. Now, this resonates with our discussion in the previous diagram that was there. Thus, creation of blogs is not just necessary, it's also maintenance and upgrade of information. Now, blogs are subject to obsolescence. They become obsolete very fast, and hence there is a need to upgrade. So, if your company is launching a new product line or a product, it is not sufficient to cater to customers with an old blog. You need new topics in the new blog. So, hence, it's important to nurture blogs as well. Now, this subsequently or naturally brings us to the next point, which is regularly contributing to well-known sites from the same field. And this helps in interacting with a variety of prospects. Now, you might think or you might just ponder, how would this help? Now, the element here is, if you see a known name without its own website, a known name on another website offering a free consulting, there automatically you feel a connect and a credibility being established. So you understand it's not just for the sake of promotion or marketing, but it is for the sake of well-being of customers. So hence visibility becomes extremely important. The next thing is, this activity helps to establish the brand as an expert in the respective area. So let us say if there's a skincare company and it's a new one in the field and it's continuously putting blogs, not just on its own website, but in the social media, on various other websites, it is seen as a skincare expert. So this is extremely important in terms of the visibility, in terms of the credibility that is provided, and it adds layers of value to the customer centricity. The next one that we are looking at from the context of the techniques and strategies is the increment in the trust and connect by building an online community. Now, the online community is a very important element in terms of social media, because social media itself is the element of the social connect. Now, what happens is social connect can mean several things, and it can be very disparate and very disconnected. So communities, they bring a certain sense of, you know, the community being concrete. It's a concise set of people, people who share similar interests. It becomes easier also to market to such people who belong to a specific community. For example, if it's a community of HR individuals online, so they have their HR forum. So if there is a software being developed specifically for HR improvement or feedback gathering, so this software can be marketed through these particular communities rather than it being shared on general social media. So this provides a case for us to build these communities and increase the trust through the development of these online communities. Hence, it's the most ideal method, which is seen to be trustworthy. Okay, that is, create a community, nurture it, and you know, market your products and services on the same. The next one is creation of a customer loyalty program. Now, this customer loyalty program is critical in retaining customers who are seen as brand advocates, who are seen as influencers. Now, these particular people, they actually go ahead and, you know, write good about the product or service. They write reviews, they write feedback. They're instrumental also in creating a blog. So it's very important to incentivize these particular people through a loyalty program. Now, customers that have purchased the services, already use them, okay, they are the ones who are happy with the customer, you know, the services. They are delighted. So it's an opportune time to make them the advocates of the brand so that they can market the brand properly. They can, you know, tell people through reviews that the brand is the best thing. And this increases the credibility of the brand to the next level. So it's very important to give them certain discounts, to give them certain loyalty bonuses. This is done through various ways. I had mentioned previously about the experience that Shoppers Stop or a Central Mall or, you know, the Marriott's program gives. So there are various avenues through which brand advocates can remain loyal to the brand through these particular programs. So this also is instrumental in developing customer centricity. The next one is, you know, the brand advocates, we've spoken about them in the last slide. Encouragement can be provided to them, such as priority access. So maybe if there is a roadshow, or maybe if the product is having a new launch, several new products, several new services can be given on a priority basis to such people. They can be called, they can be given movie tickets, and they can also gain brochures and newsletters about new products, services, or information. So first-hand information should be given to such customers who act as brand advocates for these particular you know, products and services of the brand. Well, now we are moving into the topic that is the importance of relationship between content type and platform. Now, first thing that we need to understand is the importance of content and what is content. So content basically is the kind of information that is put onto the platform, the kind of details that you give, the kind of images that you provide, the kind of words that you provide to describe the product or the particular service. Now, in this context, there are a lot of possibilities, there are a lot of variables that go into the mix in order to create a campaign. Now, campaign creation is nothing but constructing content, visualizing it, and probably putting that content on the most feasible or suitable platform. For example, if it is a peppy campaign, if it is related to being very social, if it has images, if it has some raunchy or some very peppy marketing, Facebook can be an ideal avenue. If it is, requesting people to join an organization, it's on a serious note, probably LinkedIn can be used. If it is given for, you know, if it is a campaign on a social note, if some celebrity is endorsing it, you might have guessed it right. Yes, Twitter is the avenue that can be used. So on and so forth. So depending upon the content, depending upon the type of content, the platform will vary accordingly. So one of the most important one is the link between this platform and the type of content which we have just mentioned. Now, again, in this context, we need to understand that diverse sources of information can be leveraged to observe the level of engagement and activeness of the online audience. Now, many a times what happens is our presumptions fail when it comes to the real world. So we need to, apart from our own gauging, our own measurements, our own, you can say, forecasts, we need to move ahead and also see that the measures that we have taken, they are in close conjunction with the content as well as the audience, whether that content caters to the online audience, and that's primarily called as activeness and level of engagement. So if the audience that is targeted is engaged, if they are seeing the posts, if they are sending comments, if they are recommending those particular articles or those posts to their friends, if they are reviewing them positively, that means we have actually been able to create the connect. Otherwise, we would need to review our methods. So several critical factors can be used to create this important linking between the type and the platform. So we have to do a review. We have to, you know, search for information. We have to think of how do we connect these two elements. Now, there are three important factors that we are going to see over here. Okay, The factor that leads the discussion is prospect value and ability for creating of conversions. Very important is we need to understand how a prospect is converted into a customer who is paying. So there will be several prospects that will visit the social media sites, which is the upper layer, the superficial layer. They will look at elements, they will look at the promotion, but they also need to look at whether they are going to link, they are going to create a link, they are going to hit that link, go to the landing page and then move ahead. So if all that is not happening, then we are failing at this particular level. Conversion is not going to happen here. Okay. The next element is the traffic generation. So what are certain measures which compel the people who are looking at social media promotions and they want to move to the next level, that is they want to make an educated decision to go on the website and purchase the good or the service that is being sold by the product, by the brand, sorry. The last element here is capitalizing on the nature of the business. Very important is the seamless, you can say, connect between the brand itself and the kind of social media platform that is being used in this particular context. So these three elements, these three factors are extremely important to consider when you are trying to link the content type with the platform. So if it's a very, you can say, you know, promotion of a new brand, some innovative product, a product that involves the younger generation, then probably it might be well off to do with pictures. So it might, you know, be advisable to work more with pictures. So an Instagram campaign can also work pretty well in this context. So you need to understand the contemporary methods of communicating by that generation. So if it's a relatively elder generation, probably they might not be in sync with an Instagram or a Snapchat. They need to be, you know, followed through traditional mediums or the media, the social media that has been there for quite some time. Probably a Twitter, a LinkedIn or a Facebook, which is quite popular and which is not very new. Okay, so prospect value we are going to discuss in further depth. So what we have done is we have just basically discussed these three things. Now we need to discuss these three elements in further depth. So let's look at what we have to say here to generate an in-depth discussion, to add value to our discussion here. So the very first thing is to create the right link, as mentioned time and again, between the content and the platforms. So here there is a need to have an approach which entails a detailed insight or an analysis to be done. So when a detailed analysis, like with what's written here, it can help understand not only which networks are sending traffic, but which ones are sending valuable traffic. So there are a lot of tools that are available which monitor the social media sites, which are able to create analytics for this particular purpose. They will send out information, you will be able to mine valuable information, and you will be able to create a prioritized list of these particular networks or platforms which are sending valuable data, which are actually going ahead and sieving through the first superficial layer, where which are moving in towards the traffic generation. So you understand which links are being clicked and where the customers are going on the landing pages of the actual website, where they will put the product in the cart and will create a financial transaction. So without a financial transaction, it is not going to help. So if people are just looking at the link, browsing the content and not taking any action, there is no valuable traffic that is being sent. So brands basically need to be observant if visitors are bouncing off immediately. So let us say we have an optical brand, a brand which is selling eyewear, that is goggles as well as spectacles. And let's say, one particular thing that comes in mind, okay, currently is Lenskart. So if Lenskart is advertising heavily on Facebook and the ads are just bouncing off, they're not doing anything. Okay, so people are just observing that, okay, for 999 we've got two pairs of eyeglasses, but on Facebook, it is providing least click-throughs through their web to their website, then okay, we need to understand that there needs to be a change, or the message needs to be diluted or put on some other social media platform. So it really makes sense to sieve through the information. It really makes sense to understand whether prospects are being converted into customers by them landing on the web page or the transactional element of the website. The next element that we had discussed as a part of our threefold diagram was the traffic generation. So brands need to constantly assess the tools of the website analytics to understand whether social activity is a major driver. So where has the particular link come from? Is it from their own website? Is it from a blog? Or is it from the social media platforms? If it is not from the social media platforms, traffic is not being generated. We need to use other approaches, probably reframe or change the campaign or use other platforms. Thus, it's worthy of an investigation between where, you know, your links are coming, where the conversions are happening. The last point that we need to discuss in further detail is the capitalizing of the nature of the business. So how does a marketer who has actually put information on social media, how are they actually creating a sink, a capitalization, a leveraging from the nature of the business, what the business is all about, what the brand is into? So this is a quintessential fact that pays in the long term. We need to understand, and be aware of the habits of the audience members. So if it's an audience which is just a window shopping audience, like if it's just an audience which sees advertisements and does not take any action, there is no use of persisting with such campaigns. So over a period of time, if we see a weak signal coming from a specific audience, we need to change, or we need to bring a difference in our campaigns. We need to either strengthen them, we need to either change them, we need to look at a target audience which is more appropriate, or some other things. So it's very useful to analyze these things. It's very useful that we run investigations. And what this brings about is basically the dynamic needs of today's social media landscape. So we cannot rest assured that, okay, we've put some content on the media, social media channels, and it's going to fetch us results. We cannot rest assured. We need to look at the return on investment on these particular channels of social media.